Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I have a very, very, very special treat lined up for you. Okay, you're going to love this. Have you ever wondered what that antique might be worth? Have you ever seen some of these programs on television where they do the antiques and, you know, that you're like, that's interesting. Have you gone out to those garage sales or yard sales and said, you know, if I knew what to get, I could turn it into something, or what's it worth, doggone it? Well, I've got a very special guest lined up for you. Her name is Dr. Lori. She is an antique appraiser, and unless you've been living under a rock, you will know who she is. She is an award-winning TV personality and the star antique appraiser on a hit TV reality show, Auction Kings, which airs on Discovery Channel. And she has shared information with over 9.5 million readers with her international syndicated column, featured in over 400 newspapers worldwide, and her blog for Lifetime Television. So, Dr. Lori, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's nice to be on the program.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I read in, you know, doing my homework for this interview, I read that you have done appraisals, some 20,000 objects.
A year.
Wow.
Every year, it's about 20,000 objects at more than 150 events all over the world.
Well, then you really are an auction queen. Cause that's
you're right, I am. So funny. That's absolutely true. I have a doctorate in the field of art and antiques.
Wow.
And my PhD helps me to evaluate these particular objects along with my experience and expertise. You know, the same way that you have years of expertise, probably decades of expertise in the financial planning world, I bring my expertise to the ideas of evaluating objects, which are sometimes called alternative assets.
True.
You know, those assets that, you might say I'm a wealth manager of heirlooms.
I like that. So, I like that. And you need to have a proper inventory. That's good.
Right, exactly. But yeah, so having the doctorate in the field is one of the things that sets me apart. And the fact that I am able to evaluate so many objects at public appraisal events all over the world is the other, which really is the other thing. It helps, of course, my audiences, but it also helps me because it keeps me in training.
Stay current.
Yeah,
exactly. That's fascinating. Well, you know, I'm sure I'm going to give the website out so everybody can get more information and follow along. DrLoriV.com, and that's the website, DrLoriV.com, and I found it right away, no problem. So the inspiration, Lori, where does that come from? I read that you had done a lot of antiquing and exploring as a growing up.
As a kid, yes. You know, with my dad, I started out as I was, you know, the little one. I'm the youngest in my family, so the little one kind of tags along a lot.
Yeah.
But we learn a lot that way. So with my dad, going to flea markets and antique shops and yard sales, and just spending the day outside wherever we could sort of go shopping. And my father's a World War II veteran, so my parents are much older. I was one of those sort of late-life babies. And so, you know, my parents were much older than many of my peers' parents. So I was always around sort of old people and old things and old stuff. So that really helped me to sort of start it. And then my educational background was in history and art history and antiques. So understanding how the objects that we have around us talk about our culture and our history, the study of people.
That's
basically what happened.
That's very interesting. Well, and you also had, I love the one of the other inspirational parts of this, that you share the story about the woman that you had encountered where she had sold the document. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's true. I was working as a museum professional, and I met a 75-year-old woman who came into my office. And as in many museums, I was providing a service within the museum where a person would come in and the public could come in at any one day a month And an expert, a curator myself, would say, oh, well, you know, what do you have? And museums do this so people can get a sense of what is out there in their community.
Sure.
You know, and then, of course, the public likes it because they get an idea of, did Grandma really leave me a Rembrandt? Who knows? You know, so they go and find out. And this woman walked in and she had sold, she told me the story of how she had sold a $75,000, a $50,000 document to an appraiser who gave her $50 for it.
Oh, my gosh.
And she couldn't understand how this person could only give her $50 for something that he then flipped and sold for so much more.
Wow.
And I didn't know anything about appraising at this point. I was not an appraiser yet in this point in my career. And I talked to folks who were in the appraisal business, and they said, well, that was a purchase offer. That wasn't an appraisal.
Oh.
And I said, well, how is she supposed to know the difference?
Right.
And that's where my career started. Basically, as an appraiser, I said, you know, it's easy to take advantage.
Sure.
It's not easy to say to yourself, I'm going to resist temptation. I'm not going to just flip something on this person who doesn't know any better. And there's all of these people out there, some are calling themselves appraisers, who are basically just taking advantage of people who just don't know any better. So I always say, you know, it's easier to be honest. Here's what you have. Here's what it's worth. And I keep myself honest in the way of educating people about what they have and how they can identify how the markets actually work. If we can educate as many people as we can about those objects in your home and the wealth in your home, we're all going to do better.
That's very true. And it's a whole lot easier to stand on the ground and tell the truth than to climb a tree and tell a lie.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure that there are many folks, you know, of course, there are many aspects of my profession that require certain ethical standards.
Sure.
And yours, of course, too.
Sure.
But basically what I do is I study the markets, and people will say, I want Dr. Lori to look at my object because she's going to tell me the truth.
Yep.
And she doesn't have a dog in this hunt. She's going to tell me if I've got a $30,000 Babe Ruth baseball or if I've got a piece that's just a piece of collectible memorabilia worth $30.
Hmm.
And
good
people,
point.
You know, people go, oh, well, you know, everybody wants to know they have a very valuable piece. A lot of people want to know the history because, you know, it was Grandma's.
Sure.
And a lot of people are also interested in the money aspect so they can make a good decision. And some of these objects, you know, when it comes to estate planning and understanding building and retaining wealth, the best way, what many of the things that I do is the best way to explain to people how to include your heirs, how to make sure that this piece is protected for your retirement, how do you act smart about that piece which can be flipped into money. We want you to flip it into money, not somebody who just took advantage of you.
Exactly. You're just joining us, Dr. Lori, antique appraiser and star of Auctions King, which airs on the Discovery Channel. The website is Dr. Lori V. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Dr. Lori, and the website again is Dr. Lori V. Lots of good information. You know, there's a lot we can get to here, Dr. Lori. I want to kind of dive in, but before we get into some of the details, how and where does somebody get an appraisal done? If they've got that heirloom or something they found at a garage sale, and we'll get into some tips and ideas there in just a second, but where do you go?
Well, basically, my website is all set up so you can come right to us.
Oh, that's cool.
You can send a picture of your object, and I'll provide you with a document.
Excellent.
That comes
okay.
back to you via email. That's one of the ways.
That's excellent.
I do client appreciation events for the financial industry all
okay.
over the nation and have for many years.
Great.
So people come in and say, hey, this is a good way to have my clients involved, and they bring an antique, and Dr. Lori appraises it. It's a fun show, and I appraise objects. Sure.
Cool.
The other thing that people also need to learn is, who's your appraiser? You know, it's not just anybody who's going to say, oh, you know, my Uncle Louie knows a little bit about antiques. These people are not the folks that you probably want making a decision that might really change the course of your financial planning.
Yeah,
so you want to really make sure that that person has the kind of credentials, and people, and I always say to people, compare that appraiser to me. Do they have 3 degrees in the field? Do they
yeah.
have decades of experience? And do they want to actually help you find out the true value? And sometimes the true value isn't high. You know, You know, it's not always, oh, yay, everything's fabulous. Sometimes the true value is just what the market will bear. And so this is one, you know, as I study the markets for the insurance companies and for others and for private clients, for museums, I want to advise people the best time to sell, for example.
Sure.
You know, if you have a world, if you have a baseball collectible, you want to sell it in late October around the World Series and not at Christmas time.
Hmm.
You know, so there are simple things like that. There's a better time to sell something, and then there's a good time to hold. You know,
when to fold them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and when to buy, for example. You know, people will say, well, Dr. Lloyd, what do I buy now so I can basically make money in the future?
Yeah.
Well, there are certain categories that are going to become much more popular as a particular time period takes place. And I always use the example of, for example, the Art Deco period, which took place in the 1920s. Well, at the 100th anniversary of the Art Deco, or 2020, those pieces are going to be at the height of their interest level. So they're going to be so popular at 2020, you want to have amassed those pieces before 2020 and then sell them in 2020.
Interesting. Well,
right?
The 100-year
cycle is what that's called.
Yeah.
And that's how we tend to collect pieces when we hit an anniversary. People are surprised to hear that young buyers are looking at things and collecting things that we now, maybe some of the older buyer or the older collectors, are trying to get rid of as they downsize. Like, let me think of an example. Oh, like record albums, like vinyl record albums, you know, from the 1970s or the 1980s, mm-hmm. You know, bands like, I don't know, Bon Jovi or Pink Floyd. Well, my 19 to 25-year-old nieces are now saying, hey, you know, those are kind of cool. They never listened to those record albums. They didn't even know what a record player looked like.
That's funny.
But now folks who are in their 60s and 70s who are starting to downsize, starting to reduce from those big homes to smaller homes, are saying, we can get rid of this stuff. And now there's actually a market of young buyers who want those pieces. So knowing when to buy is also as important as knowing when to sell.
Well, what would you say to somebody, Dr. Lloyd, if you say, well, how do I go about... You know, I can get an appraisal, and that's very helpful, and they can go on your website, drlloydv.com. But how do they go about selling the stuff that they've got? How do they get the most for their stuff when they're ready to sell it? Like you say, downsize it and sell the vinyl records or whatever the case may be.
Most people do not know this. An appraisal gives you a very important piece of information or pieces of information, which a written appraisal will list for you places where a similar piece has sold.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
There you go.
It's your roadmap. It's your roadmap to here is the person or here are the people or here is the outfit, the firm that has sold that piece at top dollar.
So this is like a real estate, kind of like real estate. You're getting comps.
Right. It's exactly like real estate, David. Exactly. Very smart. It's just like a real estate appraisal. And an appraiser who just throws around a number and doesn't give you that background is not really helping you to make the next step forward and walk down that path. You know, so basically a written appraisal is going to show you, oh, that's where one sold. Those must be the people who are going to sell that piece. Your appraiser should not be involved in the sale. And a lot of appraisers say, oh, yeah, I can take care of the sale for you. But that's a conflict of interest. Just like in the real estate business, that appraiser who appraises your home is not allowed to list it or to be involved in the sale. It should be the same in antiques.
And there's a reason for that.
Right. There's a reason for that. And there's a good reason for that. And that same reason should be applied. It is applied in my office, but it isn't applied everywhere.
Yeah.
To antique appraisers as well. So, yeah, that's a very, very good, smart question. And a lot of people don't realize that. They just think an appraisal is just, oh, well, someone says, oh, I think it's worth this. There has to be a credible comp. That comparison has to be there.
That's what
expert appraisers at my level do.
Excellent. Dr. Lloyd, drlloydv.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement.
The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting the inside scoop on antique appraisals. Dr. Lori, and the website is Dr. Lori V. And if you're just joining us, she is a veteran of the appraisal community, PhDs and three degrees, including Penn State University. And she is helping us understand more about how this antique appraisal works. And I got to ask you before we get into some more details, Dr. Lori, what is the, if you can think, and you probably have a lot of examples, but if not the biggest one that you think of off the top of your head, biggest surprise somebody ever had that you saw doing an appraisal?
$2 million good luck charm belonged to Napoleon. It was traded, came into my appraisal event in Nebraska. It was traded for a set of golf clubs.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was a big one. That was a big one. But there have been many big ones.
Wow.
And people don't always realize how all of this works. You know, I always say, you know, don't sell at the wrong time. Don't sell in the wrong place. And don't assume that your entire antique and art portfolio is all valued the same. The same way you look at your portfolio, your financial portfolio, and you may have stocks that are valued at this amount, and you may have bonds, and you may have, you know, annuities and whatever you might have. That's your bailiwick, not mine. But people will always think that the whole portfolio when it comes to heirlooms, art, or antiques, or stuff in your house is all just, oh, it's all just junk. Oh, it's all just worth a couple $1,000s. And that's really not the good way. You want to diversify that portfolio. You want to think about not only buying furniture, but you want to think about buying fine art. You want to think about investing in some precious metals and fine jewelry. And you want to not assume that everything in that heirloom portfolio or that antique portfolio is all valued the same.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And you know, when it comes time to move property or to sell it, I know you recommend against a yard sale. Why is that? I have my reasons, but I'm curious about yours.
I'm a big sports fan, David. You know what? I think use the weekend to watch sports or play
okay.
sports. So the yard sale to me is really the worst place for you to actually reap the financial benefits of your objects, because people are negotiating for a dollar, a quarter. It's ridiculous. And there are better ways to do it because we now have technology that will help us to do it.
That's
good.
You
can basically get to that buyer who's willing to pay top dollar, and you can do it from your cell phone. You know, I have people who, you know, use our video chat feature. You know, they can do it from their cell phone. They can do it from their laptop. They can do it from their iPad. So, you know, the yard sale really is the place where people are selling off objects that they don't realize are so valuable. You know, a $425,000 painting sold at a yard sale in California for $18. A $3.5 million Chippendale table sold at a New Jersey yard sale for $35.
Wow.
You don't always know what you've got. So,
and
I
it's not always hidden
appraisals.
Either. You know, it can be right out there in front of you. It's not always the secret portrait behind another portrait in the
yeah.
frame. I mean, it just could be standing there glaring at you, and you just don't know without checking it out.
Exactly, exactly. And you're not supposed to know. You know, how are you really supposed to know? People also don't realize how people think they seem to have an idea of how the stocks work. You know, the stock market might work with a world event, or something might happen in a particular company that might change a stock value. But, you know, those things impact the antiques market too. You know, if the Fed makes a statement about the economy and the stock market reacts based on the speculation or based on emotion or based on the truth, that changes. Well, that's no different in the antiques world. You know,
good point.
All of a sudden there is some very high price paid for a antique painting or an antique violin, all of a sudden everybody's getting the violins out.
You know, good
saying,
point.
Oh, mine could be worth that.
There's a reset,
right. And the market actually understands how to correct itself, too. And that happens also in the antiques market. So while you want to make sure that you know what you're doing, I always say don't let it go until you know what it's worth.
Ah, I like that. Don't let it go till you know. Dr. Lori, and the website is drlorev.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And welcome back, Dr. Lori, antique appraiser, drlorev.com, and she is the star of Auction Kings, that TV reality show which airs on Discovery. And I have to ask you, Dr. Lori, what's real and what's not on these reality shows?
Well, what I do is real.
Okay.
They say, here's the object, Lori. You've got to, you know, I appraised Thomas Jefferson's writing desk, for example, on one of the episodes on Discovery's Auction Kings, and they said, here's the object, what do you do? You know, so I have to authenticate it, and I have to find comparable sales records, and I have to do the research. So to me, that's real. In terms of how, you know, thin or beautiful or bad or good anybody looks, I have no idea. But
the drama is not your responsibility, huh?
Yeah, we have an awful lot of fun on the show, and our fans are awfully good to us, and I've met many of them on my appraisal tour. But basically, we tape in Atlanta, Georgia, and we take the show, you know, all over the place. So it's a lot of fun.
That's excellent.
When I talk to folks about, you know, these types of topics, people are somewhat surprised to learn that there's this whole alternative asset category of things that we really need to think about in terms of our money and our wealth. The show is fun. You know, sure, the TV show is fun, but we also want to think about this particular aspect in addition to our 401k and our retirement and our savings and all that stuff. These alternative assets really could be the thing that sort of springboards you into an echelon that really could change your life.
Well, it could. You know, what I was thinking of as you're describing that, Dr. Lori, is for the next generation. And with estate planning, it's not just the investing, but also the estate planning. And I do work where I help people in addition to the financial planning, also do trustee and personal representative executive work. And if we've got these objects that maybe haven't really been fully described to the beneficiaries, or you get left the ring, or you get left, you know, some piece of art or the desk or whatever it is, you know, there's a big responsibility for those people, the executors or whoever's doing it, to get those appraisals, because otherwise they really could be not living up to their fiduciary responsibility to those beneficiaries.
Well, right. See, with respect to that expertise that you share with your clients, and then just, you know, with your viewing and your listening public, you know, people are then understanding, oh, you know, David Holland put me down the right track on this, because this could really be an important piece of the puzzle that we didn't realize was
exactly
so vital, whether it's, you know, sentimentally and financially.
There's liability for executors if they don't realize this stuff, and we find out later that this coulda, woulda, shoulda, and the executor can end up being personally responsible.
Wow. Yeah. See?
I mean, this is an eye opener for people, or at least we're going to open their ears, Lori. They need to understand this. And the biggest thing that you've shared, I think, with us today that really is important for our listeners to take away, there's a lot here, and they get more at drloriv.com, is the fact that a lot of this stuff is based on not just somebody saying, well, I think it's worth this. It's the comparables. It's going out and looking at comparable sales and all that. And that's a whole other world that most of us don't even know exists.
Well, that's true. And then, you know, there are folks who think, oh, I'm going to Google something and I'm going to be able to tell
right.
the comparable. And people go, gosh, you know, hasn't that been a problem? They say, no, that's not a problem. Here's why it's not a problem for me. People will not realize that they may, you know, if they don't have the expertise, they may not correctly identify the piece, and they may not actually have the correct comparable, which
good
is
point.
Why you got to talk to an expert.
Exactly.
You can't just say, oh, well, you know, we think it's this. You've got to make sure that somebody like me says, this is what it is, this is what it's worth, this is how I'm sure that's what it's worth.
Well, I can tell you right now, Doctor.
Sign your name to it.
Exactly. I can tell you right now, Dr. Lori, that if I have this happen and I run across anything where I'm helping a family and I've got a piece of anything that looks remotely of value, I'm taking a picture and I'm sending it to you.
Right. I mean, you know, it's worth snapping the picture.
Yeah.
You know, I always say, you know, 10 minutes you can find out what it's worth. Snap the picture, get on the website and find out, because without doing that, you're really not doing your due diligence for yourself.
Well, for yourself, and again, for those other folks that might be affected, and right. you know, you just really need to know what it is. Well, we're running out of time here, Dr. Lori. I'm going to give them a quick rundown again. Dr. Lori, and the website is Dr. Lori V. And if you just joined us, you need to come back and listen to this program again. Very insightful, Dr. Lori. We know that you are busy. 150 appraisals show a year. You are a busy lady, and we appreciate you taking time to be on our program.
I'm very grateful. It's nice and my honor to be on your program. Thanks for sharing such all your wisdom with your listeners. I appreciate that, too. Hopefully, we'll talk again.
Oh, we will. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.